Joe Rappa's Volkswagen Quantum looks like any older car. It's a maroon station wagon with 180,000 miles on it. It's got a diesel engine with the telltale diesel rattle. But even though we're inside an enclosed garage in an auto lab, there's no black exhaust, no acrid diesel smell. Instead, it smells like a kitchen.
Some people say it smells like French fries. To me, it smells more like, you know, hamburgers on the grill. But everybody, you know, smells something a little different with biodiesel.
Rappa teaches automotive courses here at the State University of New York in Canton. He lives 120 miles away. Several times a week, he commutes in this car powered by biodiesel, a fuel made from used vegetable oil he collects from local restaurants. He says anyone with a diesel car can do it themselves.
It might be a bit unnerving at first because, you know, we're just so conditioned to put the same fuel in our car that, you know, go make something in your garage and then pour that in a tank of your car goes against everything you've been taught for the last 20 years that you've been driving.
Joe Rappa has a mischievous smile when he talks about brewing his own fuel, especially with most people worrying about the price of gas, the places our oil comes from, and what it does to politics and the environment. But Rappa insists he's not an environmentalist.
I don't consider myself a big polluter either. I'm a tinkerer. I always have to fool around with something. It's funny, my dad always used to, you know, kid me from the time I was a little kid. You know, you're not happy unless you're screwing around with something. If my bicycle worked fine, I'd take it apart.
As an adult, he bought a diesel car, and one day he started reading about biodiesel on the internet.
And the more I looked at it, the more I said, you know, that's kind of silly, but I bet I could do that. And I bought the book and got a hold of the chemicals and started fooling around and making little mini batches. And once I was confident the mini batches were actually biodiesel and something I could burn in an engine, I started making bigger batches and putting the stuff in my car.
Today, Rappa spends Sundays in his garage brewing up to 120 gallons of it at a time. He's considered a leading expert on biodiesel bulletin boards on the internet. Most of the enthusiasts he emails with are environmentalists. They see biodiesel as a way to reduce our reliance on foreign oil and clean up the choking exhaust cars and trucks belch out their tailpipes. Rappa says biodiesel creates less than half the smog-causing emissions of regular diesel.
The particle emissions out of the tailpipe, 70% less simply by switching fuel. You know, 70 to 80% less hydrocarbons, 70 to 80% less carbon monoxide. Those are some serious numbers.
Nitrous oxide levels are a little higher, though. Those also contribute to smog. But for Rappa, the big number is price. It costs him 54 cents a gallon to brew the stuff. Rappa snaps on rubber gloves to show me how it's done. Basically, you mix methanol and lye to make methoxide. Then you add the methoxide to the oil. The ratio depends on the amount of animal fat in the vegetable oil, which you figure out through what's called a titration, and the amount of biodiesel you want to brew.
So now we just add the methoxide to the vegetable oil.
Rappa uses old Pepsi bottles for this demonstration and a wine carafe to hold the oil.
You give it a shake. Immediately turns to like a milkshake consistency. And the reaction really only takes a couple of seconds to take place. Well, we mix it thoroughly. And it'll start to get dark as my biodiesel starts to form.
The result is honey-colored biodiesel. Glycerin, basically soap, settles on the bottom as a byproduct. Rappa cautions this takes practice. You have to boil the vegetable oil to remove any water in it. You need to make sure you separate the biodiesel from the glycerin. In fact, most people who use biodiesel in their cars buy it commercially, and their number is growing. The National Biodiesel Board predicts biodiesel production will increase by 20 million gallons this year. Most of it's made from soybeans. Some producers use other vegetable oils. But a U.S. Energy Department-funded study says there's enough used vegetable oil and other waste grease to produce 500 million gallons of biodiesel each year. That's plenty to keep Joe Rappa's car on the road and encourage others to join him.
Still chuckle every time I pour in fuel that I made in my garage in the tank of my car.
For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm David Summerstein.